I just wanted to say that I've been single for a while by choice, and I have finally come to the conclusion that God's will is the best. And instead of thinking about what might be, I need to look at where I am and recognize that the fullness of God right now is all that I need.
Hey, listen, I'm looking forward to hearing the callers today, and one who's been, well, married all my adult life. I want to learn from you who have been single or are single, as you speak to each other and encourage each other and how to be intentional in that relationship. We're going to be getting to those calls here in just a moment. This starts today, a very special 10-day period within the calendar of intentional living. I want you to imagine just for a moment that you're a part of something that is impacting people for Jesus Christ here and around the world. Yesterday, if you were listening, we focused on some of the stories of people who've given their life to Christ. And when you're a part of the Intentional Living Ministry, you're standing with us, and together we get an opportunity to see people's lives radically changed. And so I just want to say at the outset of the program today, thank you for your support. Thank you for your prayers. And we're doing something very special. Just starting today, I have a brand new book that's just been released. In fact, we're waiting for the copies to arrive here at the office. And I'd like to get a copy into your hand. A book that really is going to help you protect your spiritual life from the threat today of spiritual drift. It's a brand new book, and we're sending it out to those of you who will join us and support monthly, $1 a day, $30 a month, $360 for the year, helping us together reach more people. We'll get the book to you to say thank you for your support. Use the phone number because it's being held for that purpose, 888-888-1717, is the phone number, and God bless you. We appreciate your support. Wait to hear from you.
Hi, my name is Sonia, and I am now 47 years old. I have not been married, and I am just enjoying my growth and my relationship with the Lord and intimacy with Him. At times, it does get difficult. At times, it does get lonely, but I'd rather be with the Lord and know that He has my back and I'm growing in the things of God than to be in a relationship that is unequally yoked and not of God. I'm believing God for that special mate one day to come, but until then, I just want to encourage my sisters that I have not been married to just realize that God has a greater purpose for you.
You know, that's good. Thank you for sharing that. You know, we're talking about being single and satisfied. Maybe the question is, what makes you unsatisfied as a single person? You know, what is it that keeps you from being satisfied? One of the things that we've posted from ChristianMingle.com is live each day for God, seek always to know more about God, seize opportunities to help others. Maybe these are some of the things that keep you from feeling satisfied. Go places rather than sit at home waiting to be discovered. Spend personal time on self-improvement and bravely establish a faith in God that affirms your ability to make it in life just as you are, just as you are. You're not less than as a result, that's for sure. Okay, Melinda wants to contribute here with a thought. Melinda, welcome to the program.
Thank you. How are you today?
I'm well, thank you. You says here you're a single mom, huh?
I am.
What have you learned?
Well, I have learned that being single is actually, it's not that bad. Uh-huh. I've also learned that to find happiness, you can't look for it in another person, and the only happiness that you'll really find happiness when you find it in yourself, and you have to do that through the Lord. Mm-hmm. And so all the time that I used to spend going to the bars looking for a man when I was younger and this and that, was such a waste of time. You know, these days that are going on now, they got me really worried, and I just believe in my heart that Jesus is coming very soon. And I want to just focus my time into the Word and into developing my relationship with Jesus Christ so strong and more close. That's what I have found. Mm. That's the most important thing, and my priority is not seeking it in another person, seeking it in the Lord. And I have my kids, and I'm, you know, it's not the end of the world to be single. You can just put that time into your kids and into your God.
And that's what they need. Your kids need you. Melinda, how old are they?
10, 18, and 25.
Yeah. Well, good for you. I find so many singles that they have kids, they have responsibility, and they're feeling so needy in some way that they have to have this relationship with another person, that in the process, the focus isn't on their priority right now, which is their kids. And the fact that you've settled on saying, hey, here's where I am. This is where God has me now. This is where I'm going to focus. I'm not going to run to the bars to go find some guy. Good for you. And we'll be praying for you. Melinda, thank you for sharing with us.
Thank you so mm-hmm. much. God bless you.
Yeah. I wonder if anybody would say, probably somebody, but I wonder if the majority of people say, you know, I found my guy or my lady in the bar, and that was the best place to find a person. That would be an interesting discussion. Not that finding a person in a church means it's going to be the right person either, by the way. But where you look does matter, and how you look. Okay, Hannah, why don't you join us before we take another break? What's your take on this as a single person?
Hi, Randy.
Hi.
I'm 28, and I've been in and out of relationships since I was 19. And I feel like God speaks to me much more, and I'm way, way, way more productive when I'm single. Because when I'm in a relationship, I feel like I focus solely on the guy. I feel like I don't get as much done. I feel like I put the guy on a pedestal rather than God. And, you know, my life kind of just takes a weird turn, and I don't stay productive. So I feel like single really isn't as bad as people think it is. It's actually really beautiful. It helps you to think more clearly, at least for me.
So with your life, how do you maintain, as you're a Christian, right, Hannah?
I am.
How do you maintain your Christian values as a single person in a culture that is so relational, so, you know, demanding on relationships and intimacy and all that? How do you maintain that?
You know, Randy, I feel like I took a lot after my dad. You know, my mom and my dad are both heavily Christians, you know, ever since I was young. And I feel like my dad's been single for a really long time. Him and my mom got a divorce when I was in middle school. And, you know, to see him be able to be focused on God and get things done without being in a relationship, it's kind of, I don't know, like it just, maybe I have those genes inside of me where it's easier for me to get things done. Like even if I'm around my friends and they're in relationships, I don't know. I don't really get jealous because I feel like, you know, relationships are beautiful. God has ordained them, but at the same time, they're so complicated sometimes that I feel it takes a lot of energy.
Mm-hmm.
So if I'm single, I can maintain that energy on other things and not focus it on the person.
Well, you know, I think of the passage where Paul says in 1 Corinthians 7, but I wish everyone were single just as I am, yet each person has a special gift from God, no one kind or another. So I say to those who aren't married and to the widows, it's better to stay unmarried just as I am, but if they can't control themselves, they should go ahead and marry. It's better to marry than to burn with lust. And I think that's pretty self-explanatory with single people today. To be single, to be satisfied, to be pure, to stay focused on the right priorities, to love God can be a beautiful thing. And I know others, some calling, struggling with loneliness and wanting and desiring that relationship. I think the key to this and anything in life, married or unmarried, when we allow our desires to be God's desires and God's desires to be our desires, then the scripture says when we truly are seeking him, he gives us the desires of our heart, but only when we're truly focused on his desire in our life. Single and satisfied, what's your take? 888-888-1717.
I kind of just really lived with a constant desire to be in a relationship. I was just unhappy, and I just realized that I wasn't getting what I could out of my life.
Liz's intentional one thing was to focus on what she already had rather than what she was wanting. and it gave her renewed energy and freedom.
So I decided to use the energy that I was putting into worrying about whether that guy was the one that I was going to be in a relationship with or things like that, and just to invest in the people I already had in my life. I feel like this weight has just been lifted off me. Like, I don't feel like I have to look for it. When you fix your eyes on God, everything else just kind of falls into where it's supposed to be. If you're fixing your eyes on a relationship, your eyes can't be on Jesus.
One thing you can do to live intentionally is to focus on what you already have rather than what you want. Take the Intentional One Thing Challenge and discover the one thing you can do to find purpose and peace and start living intentionally. Visit theintentionallife.com/one thing.
Very good. Thank you, guys. Appreciate your sharing your stories. Karen wants to join in from California on this discussion today. Karen, welcome to Single and Satisfied here, Intentional Living.
Thank you.
What have you learned?
Bottom line, there's worse things in life than being alone. As far as a mate goes, and that's being with somebody and still being alone.
Mm.
I tried real hard with a man I was ever in love with, and I thought that would make me happy being with somebody that I was in love with. But along those lines, trying to make that work, I lost focus on the Lord. And so I had an easy explanation of why everything was spiraling downward.
Mm-hmm.
So now I've been single going on 6 years, and I'm totally focused on the Lord. I'm actually co-founder of a ministry, street ministry, and it's really easy for me to tell, especially the young women who've broken and think that they need a man in their life, that the first man they need in their life is the Lord, so to speak, because he's got intention. He can fill your heart up with so much love that it seems surreal at times, which is where I'm at. And I wake up every morning knowing that I'm truly loved, and not just loved, but I've been forgiven for not always being on my path.
Mm.
And, it's just so important to realize where true love comes from first. And like so many others have said, you know, you have to find happiness within yourself first. Well, all my happiness has come from the Lord.
Yeah.
All of it. Even when I didn't have both feet on my path, all my happiness has come from the Lord. All my blessings come from the Lord. Every day, He reminds me how much He loves me.
Mm. So you find the satisfaction, as we see the pattern here coming in, Karen, from people. The satisfaction is finding meaning in your life. And as Christians, serving the Lord, knowing that God has a plan for your life, focusing on that, not trying to find your satisfaction in another person. And I would say this even is true in marriage. If you're married, one of the reasons marriage can become tension-filled and a problem is because we try to find satisfaction in another person, as opposed to ultimately knowing Christ and then being able to serve your spouse. And that's the ultimate goal in marriage, isn't it? Serving one another. It's a good reminder, Karen. Thank you for your call. We're talking about being single and satisfied. Singles, you're lighting up the lines. You're telling us how that happens and lessons learned. By the way, much discussion going on Facebook as well. Just go on over to Facebook /intentionalliving or go to theintentionallife.com and join the discussion. The question is, hey, singles, what has God taught you about being single? Lots of singles checking in.
Hello, my name is Sarah, and I'm recently single, and I'm really happy that I am, because for once in my life, I feel like I'm connecting with who I am and connecting with my family more, and increasing my love for not only myself, but for Jesus and the Lord. And it's one of the greatest experiences I've had, because I've always been accused of having a boyfriend and being fake happy and getting in these relationships because I truly wasn't accepting myself. And getting out of relationship and connecting a relationship with God has been the most, refreshing thing for me ever, because it's helped me realize that the love that the Lord has in me is enough, and that I don't need to find it in someone else. And it's helping me accept myself. And anyway, once again, this is Sarah, and I just really enjoyed being single. Thank you. Bye. God bless.
Life gets busy, work piles up, distractions creep in, and before long, it's easy to drift away from the life God intended.
That's why Intentional Living with Dr. Randy Carlson is here. Daily encouragement with biblical truth to help you live a life with purpose. But this program only stays on the air because of people like you.
During the fall fundraiser, your gift keeps Intentional Living available for you and for others longing for hope. And as a special thank you, when you give $30 per month or a single gift of $360, you'll receive Dr. Randy Carlson's new book, Breaking Free from Spiritual Drift. It's a powerful, practical guide to help you stay anchored in Christ and live intentionally every day.
Don't wait. Join the giving family right now and help change lives by calling 888-888-1717. That's 888-888-1717. Or giving online at theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com.
Hey, thank you, Kurt. I just want to say that a portion of whatever you're able to give and support the Intentional Living Ministry goes to help make sure the radio station can continue to broadcast and be strong, because we really see it as a partnership. The station is here throughout the day and the evening, bringing you the kind of hope and encouragement, doing everything they possibly can throughout the staff to encourage you in your journey and say, we want to be a part of helping you live intentionally by providing opportunity for intentional living to be on the air. So your support is really important today. And we're just launching today a brand new resource from Intentional Living. It's a brand new book that I had a chance to write. It's just being released. It'll be in print in our office here in just a few days, and you'll be one of the first to receive a copy. And it's a book that'll help you protect yourself from spiritual drift, how to grow and strengthen your spiritual life. It's a book that I think it'll be an encouragement to you and those that you love. And we'll get it to you. All you have to do is come and join us when you stand with us in support of the ministry, a dollar a day. That's $30 a month. We'll make sure that we get this to you. How do you do that? Well, the easiest thing to do is call 888-888-1717. That number is being held exclusively for those who are calling to support the ministry. So call 888-888-1717 or go anytime online to theintentionallife.com. And so DNA has been something that started in the 20th century, early 20th century, as a philosophical concept to really seek out and learn. And then in the 21st century, to really discover what the meaning is of the DNA in our lives. And the definition is, it's the fundamental and distinctive characteristics or qualities of someone, of you, especially regarded as unchangeable. It's the part of us that's unchangeable in our lives. And when we look at DNA today, we recognize that it's the essence, really, of who we are as a human being in terms of our genetic material and how we were created by God. Your spiritual DNA, that's the featured lesson this month. It's up on our website at theintentionallife.com. By the way, that's made possible totally because of the support of people who stand with us here at Intentional Living. If you're new to the ministry, we got one simple but powerful transformational mission. Our mission, in partnership with the radio station here, is to help you experience your life the way God intended. You know, the Bible tells us that He intends for us to have a hope and a future. It's clear that in our times we're going to have trouble. I mean, that's it. He even says that there's enough trouble for tomorrow not to worry about it today. And the question is, how do we approach the issues in our life that trouble us? And I imagine you're facing some things right now. And living intentionally is, the way I see it, the only way to really find peace and freedom. And it really comes down to knowing what your one thing is every day to bring glory to God, benefit to yourself, and to declutter your life. And we go deeper in helping people come to Christ. You hear the stories of lives that have been transformed. You make it possible because of your generous support, and thank you. And during this very special week, we have a brand new book, How to Really Deal with the Potential for Spiritual Drift in Your Life, how you can stop it and grow spiritually. It's our gift to you today when you join us in monthly support, that dollar a day. Call 888-888-1717, or go to theintentionallife.com.
You're listening to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Intentional Life Media and is made possible by the generous support of listeners just like you. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio, but it is intended to help you live an intentional life in Jesus Christ. Randy?
All right. Thank you, Kurt, and welcome to today's program, talking about being single and satisfied. Let's go to Larry in Georgia. Larry, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
How you doing today?
I'm blessed. How about you?
Good. I appreciate your call. What have you learned about being single?
Let me start by saying how much I appreciate your intentional living guidelines. I've been following you on the radio now for about 3.5 years, and I've really learned a lot from the preachings and things that you say during the day. I have the radio tuned to family life and all the cities I go to. I'm on company, so I'm on the road a lot.
Fantastic.
And I appreciate everything that you've done. Don't let it ever be said that the shepherd doesn't take care of his flock. Your flock is well across the United States. If one of your shepherd people, whatever you say, you're doing a wonderful job.
Well, thank you. Appreciate it, Larry.
I'm a 59-year-old single man. I've been married twice. They didn't work out. First wife was, we married 17 years, and we had 2 children. And from that, I ended up having 2 grandchildren and 2 grandsons and a granddaughter. My second wife was a mistake all the way around the line. I had ventured away from the Lord, and she was a demon. And when I came back to the Lord and started praying to my Father about helping me, he did. He got her out of my life, and no sooner than he did, 30 days after my divorce was final, he put an angel in my life. We've been dating for almost 4 years now. We're using the traditional dating, which we only date on Saturday nights. We don't. She doesn't live with me or any of that type stuff, and I think the Lord is teaching me from my lessons to the humility part of being alone, that when I do have a wife and a family, to appreciate what I do have, whereas before I didn't do that. With that being said, I tell everybody I meet, it's called faith. Forsaking all, I trust him. Get on your knees and pray to your God and tell your God, you know, what you need from him, and put your burdens on him and let him handle it. And when I started doing that, he's just opened up so many doors for me. And now, you know, none of this stuff bothers me. I don't pay attention to anything going on in this lustful world that goes with the television shows and all the stuff that's there and all the temptations that Satan puts in front of us. I fall to my knees and ask my Lord to give me insight and direction, and he does. And I just tell everybody that, you know, you can say you believe in the Lord, but do you actually have the faith in your heart? A lot of the Christians overseas are experiencing that now, and they're dying for their faith. That's the type of faith that our Lord asks us to have. And when you have that kind of faith, then he takes care of it. So for me and all the singles, I can tell you real quick, you know, get on your knees and put it on the Lord and then go about your life, because he will take care of it.
And that's the key. Yeah, Larry, I'm sorry you've been through that. And I, you know, wish we could explore a little more what you've learned, the lessons learned. And of course, we know that marriage is intended to be for a lifetime, and sometimes that doesn't occur. But I'll tell you, if I can speak the singles up front, so you don't have a Larry story having to 2 marriages and going through that, to say, listen, you do what Larry's saying. Get on your knees, trust God right now. Make it clear that your priority is to follow him, and don't act on an impulse or on an emotion or on out of neediness. One of the worst things we can do in life, any person, married or single, is to operate out of neediness. And instead, we should operate out of the confidence we have, the confidence in Christ. It's one of the things we teach in Intentional Living, is the confidence we have to develop that in him. And when we're confident in him, we can make better decisions for life. Okay, Larry, thank you for your call. Debbie's on the line in Texas. Hi, Debbie. Hello.
Hello, I had to get you off speaker.
There you
Hi,
go.
How are you?
Good, how are you doing?
I'm really, really well. I just came from the grocery store and caught a little bit. Oh, and I heard the part about, you know, the lady saying she's speaking for her partner in bars.
Yeah.
Well, 20 years ago, I was invited out with my girlfriend who was meeting her boyfriend in a bar. And I met my husband in a bar, and we've been married going on 18 years. He's a very godly man. I'm a very godly woman. We dedicate our lives to God. It was rough up and down. But my point is, yeah, I was really independent. I kind of was done with men. I had come from an abusive relationship. I had three young children. So I just, my point is, God has someone for you. And it's not about where you go, what you do. You can't control that. It's about who he has for you and living your life and knowing that and just being open to that person coming into your life.
Yeah, but you've got, Debbie, you've got to agree. Looking for a guy in a bar is not the best idea.
Well, that's my point. It's about looking for a guy in a bar. Stop looking. God has it handled for you. Just like you said, trust in him, have confidence in him. I wasn't looking. And it was so good to be true that I avoided his calls. I didn't want to go out with him again. I didn't want to see him again because I'm like, this guy is amazing. I cannot believe that God has brought him into my life at a bar.
Well, listen, I am thankful and thank God that that worked in your case, but I stand on the ground. I still don't think you go find guys in the bar. I don't think that's the best place, but God bless you for your story today, and thank you for being a part of the program. This is Intentional Living.
Hi, Dr. Randy. My name is Natasha from Alabama, and I just wanted to let you know that listening to your radio show has really blessed my life. In January, my husband decided that he no longer wanted to be married, and he left me with three children, a stay-at-home mom, and I homeschool my kids. But through just living intentionally and knowing that I could trust God no matter what I've gone through, that I'm better off now by trusting God. And all of the pain, all the tears, all the sorrow that we went through was all worth it. My walk with my Jesus has been more and greater than anything in my life. Thank you. Goodbye.
Wow. Thank you, Leticia. What a testimony. You know, you hear that story. Think about the things she's been through, the challenges she's facing. You know, my wife and I were talking just yesterday. When we get to the end of our life and that day that we see Jesus, at the end of our life here on earth, we're still going to have a list of problems on our to-do checklist. We're not going to get out of life without issues. The question is, how do we deal with them every day? Living intentionally is a place of freedom. It's like opening a door to freedom. And we teach this and we help people come to Christ, and we're seeing lives change like Leticia and others. And I just want to say a huge thank you to those of you again who have just said, hey, I want to be a part of this very special campaign. Include me in. Send me that brand new book, Randy, you just released on dealing with and overcoming spiritual drift. And it's our gift to you when you join us in that monthly support, $1 a day, 4 quarters a day. You're going to make a difference. Would you do that? Call 888-888-1717 anytime right now. Call 888-888-1717 or go to theintentionallife.com. Hey, thanks for joining me. We'll be back tomorrow with more Intentional Living, which is a part of Intentional Life Media.